one has to renounce worldly links, hasn't one? Tapas Swami, Bhagavan's devotee, Sri Topaya Mudaliar, was soon named by Sri Ma Anandamayi Ma when he was introduced to her. He is now very old and is confined to his house at Naduva Kalapal village. He is a staunch devotee, having come to Bhagavan in the 30s. Bhagavan expressed approval when he was chosen to supervise the Kumbhabhishekam ceremonies of Mother's Shrine in 1949. After repeated requests, he sent these reminiscences of the Master. In 1930, one afternoon, when I entered the hall, I found Bhagavan all alone. Those were the days when I was disgusted with life, as I had to face too many family problems. In addition, I was entrusted with the supervision of a temple renovation, which was a very tedious job. I was depressed and miserable, and had a longing to renounce the world and lead the life of a recluse. Summoning my courage, I approached Bhagavan and said, "Bhagavan, to pursue spiritual sadhana, one has to renounce worldly links, hasn't one?" His answer was a motionless silence. After some time, I broached the subject again and said, "I am not yet blessed with a reply, Bhagavan." Bhagavan looked stern and said, "What do you mean by giving up something and taking up something else? Where to go? What to take? Everywhere, everything is only the I. Who is to give up what? And who is to go where?" He uttered these words with such sternness that I took it as a reprimand and went out and started crying. After 15 minutes, when I had calmed down, I became aware of the surroundings and wondered whether Bhagavan would have watched my crying. I was unnerved to see that Bhagavan was looking at me without any change in his stern face. When I went into his presence again, Bhagavan turned to Murugannar and said, "Look at him. He wants to give up everything and run away. From where have we come to think of going elsewhere? What is always exists. Where to go? And who goes?" But then, suddenly, Bhagavan's face changed into one of love and compassion. He looked at me with tender affection and asked me in a sweet voice, "Who are you? Tell me." Again, I gathered courage and said, "I know, Bhagavan, that I am the Self alone." Then, full of grace, he uttered the following words, "That is all that is to be understood. This intellectual conviction now is Atyadagyana, infirm knowledge. In due course, you will be established in Didagyana, firm abidance. That is the final truth, to be what you are." I was fortunate indeed to get these words of assurance from the Master. What more do I want? Sourced from The Mountain Path, January 1985.